From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Virginia has executed John Allen Muhammad, one of two men convicted in the 2002 sniper attacks in the Washington, D.C. area that left 10 people dead. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Muhammad was executed at a Virginia prison shortly after 9 p.m. Eastern Time, after his attorneys failed in their final efforts to spare his life. The Supreme Court refused to step in and stop the execution, and Virginia Governor Tim Kaine denied lawyers' requests to commute the sentence to life in prison. Muhammad and his accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo, went on a 3-week murder spree in Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. The victims were shot as they were doing everyday things like pumping gas or shopping. The motive for the killings was never clear. Malvo, who was 17 at the time of the murders, was too young to be sentenced to death but is serving a life sentence. Prior to the execution, Muhammad's lawyer described him as unafraid to die. The attorney had argued for the death sentence to be commuted because he said Muhammad is severely mentally ill. A prison spokesman says Muhammad had no final words. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
In Brazil, a massive power outage left its two biggest cities and millions of people in the dark on Tuesday night. NPR's Juan Ferreiro has more.
A power failure at the giant Itaipu hydroelectric dam along Brazil's border with Paraguay plunged Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, and other cities into darkness. A loss in 17,000 megawatts of power left subway riders stranded, knocked out traffic lights, and prompted taxi drivers to avoid driving through crime-ridden neighborhoods. Sao Paulo is South America's biggest city with 12 million people, and Rio de Janeiro has 6 million more. The power went down in other important cities, among them the capital, Brasilia. The outages began shortly after 10 p.m. local time. 2 hours later, power began to return to some Sao Paulo neighborhoods. The blackout came 3 days after CBS's 60 Minutes reported that hackers had caused power outages in Brazil in the past. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News.
President Obama saluted the 13 people killed at Fort Hood, Texas, during a memorial service there on Tuesday. The president named each of the slain and noted how they touched the lives of others as husbands, expectant mother, and immigrants. Mr. Obama said those who died believed in perseverance when it was hard and paid the price and bore the burden to secure this nation.
So we say goodbye to those who now belong to eternity. We press ahead in pursuit of the peace that guided their service. May God bless the memory of those that we have lost. May God bless the United States of America.
Mr. Obama told families and military personnel that the killer will be met with justice. The president also met privately with the wounded and the families of the dead. This is NPR News. Authorities in Pakistan say an explosion in a crowded market in a city in the northwest of the country has killed 20 people and wounded at least 30 others. Taliban militants stepped up attacks in retaliation for an ongoing army offensive in the tribal area of South Waziristan near the Afghan border. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The bomb exploded in a busy intersection in the city of Charsada, some 25 miles north of Peshawar. It's the third attack in as many days in the area, close to Pakistan's tribal areas, where the militants have established bases of operation. The district police officer said that he had received threatening letters in recent days from the militants, and that he had passed through the area 2 minutes before the explosion took place. An attack on a livestock market Sunday killed a leader of an anti-Taliban militia, suggesting that the militants are attempting to disrupt any organized resistance against them. The Taliban, meanwhile, has vowed to fight a tough guerrilla war. A spokesman for the militants told a news agency that while the army is capturing roads in South Waziristan, our people are still operating in the forests and mountains. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
In New York, former police commissioner Bernard Kerik will get to spend the holidays with family after posting $1.5 million bond. Kerik will wear a monitoring bracelet pending sentencing. He pleaded guilty last week to 8 felonies, including tax evasion and lying to the government. 5 years ago, Kerik was a leading candidate to head the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is unchanged at this hour at 9,870. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.